Hey podcast, the Gary Vee Challenge, hashtag Gary Vee Challenge. That's right, I put out the huge deck. How many pages was that, 270? The deck I put out on my birthday is out there now, and now I'm scared. Why am I scared? Because people love consuming information, but they hate doing the things in the information. So we're doing the Gary Vee Challenge, hashtag Gary Vee Challenge. What does that mean? I am now challenging you, my audience, to make content at scale. Use the hashtag GaryVeeChallenge in Facebook, in Instagram, in Twitter, in LinkedIn, so that we can find your stuff. And I'm gonna pick some winners in January of the people that have gone out and actually made, making, contextually making, making at scale. Please go do that. Go check it out. Looking forward to it. Please enter. Doing always is better than reading.
This is the Gary Vee Audio Experience.
What's up, podcast listeners, and welcome back for another episode. Today, Gary sits down with Charlie D'Amelio and her family to discuss what it's been like since Charlie blew up on TikTok. They hit on real topics like being true to yourself and how to deal with hate. So make sure to let Gary know what hits home for you, and I hope you enjoy.
Hey everybody, it's Gary Vaynerchuk. Really excited about this conversation in today's podcast. When it crossed my mind, you know, basically how I live my life is random thoughts come in and occasionally I execute on them. So had a random thought a couple weeks ago, maybe a month ago, inviting this family to the show to kind of talk about the phenomenon that has happened with their daughters. TikTok, obviously anybody who's listening right now is super aware of what I believe in the platform and what's been going on it and how it maps historically to social networks. And more importantly, why I believe for the far majority of people, it's a very important opportunity to jump into because the amount of attention the platform has versus how much content is being produced is an arbitrage that can lead to a lot of opportunities. One of the real fun, in my opinion, phenomenons on TikTok has been the explosion of both of these young ladies, starting with one of these young ladies, and I'm gonna let everybody introduce themselves here, but I also have their parents here. I had the luxury of meeting the entire family maybe 3 weeks ago, and May from my team, always paying attention to the culture, is like, you should meet these guys. I'm like, of course. And we had a really nice chat and they were just really lovely people and I really want them to win. And more importantly, selfishly, I think that in our culture today, there's an enormous amount of confusion and misunderstanding of social networks. And to be very, very, very frank, I think most parents struggle with the behaviors that I think are most beneficial to their children. And by no means do I even have any real clue what's going on in this household, but I'm intuitive enough and I've been watching enough that I feel very confident that there'll be some stories and conversations here that will help an enormous amount of people listening, both for inspiring creators, but for also parents and executives that are trying to understand the dynamics. And we have some very different voices in this room, all of which come from a different angle of the story. So we're gonna go around right now and we're gonna introduce ourselves and then I've got some questions and we'll jam and we'll take it from there. So Mom, as the queen bee of the family, we'll start with you and go around in a circle. Who are you? And
my name is Heidi D'Amelio, and I'm considered the weak link in this TikTok family because my following is pretty low. So I'm Charlie and Dixie's mom.
Understood. Charles?
I'm Charlie D'Amelio, and I dance on TikTok.
Mm-hmm. Fair enough.
I'm Dixie D'Amelio, and yeah, that's pretty much it.
Dad?
Mark D'Amelio. I'm father to these two wonderful young ladies and husband to Heidi, and glad to be here. Thanks for having us.
So for a lot of people who may not know, right now they're still probably curious based on those intros, let's really go into the origin to paint the picture. What happened? How did your TikTok life start? Like, and I'm talking about, when did you first find out about it? Were you on Musical.ly? How did it hit your radar? What happened with your first video? And then we'll take it from there.
So I was actually...
This is Charlie for everybody who's listening. Go ahead.
Yeah. I was actually never on Musical.ly. I got an account for maybe about 3 days, posted 5 or 6 videos, and then deleted it, never looked on it again.
And that was like 4 or 5 years ago?
Yeah.
Okay.
About 4
And you're
or five
how old right now?
Ago. I'm 15.
Okay, go ahead.
So my friends, at the end of last school year, we would all go into the bathroom and... they'd be like, look at this cool little dance I found. And they'd be like, Charlie, learn it because I'm a dancer. and they would post me on their accounts. This is before I even had a TikTok account.
So then, so we're talking now April, May of 2019.
Yes.
You know, you, like every normal teenager, go to the bathroom with your friends, mm-hmm. and they're looking at these videos and they're trying to get you to replicate that dance because they knew that you probably could and some of them couldn't.
So I could teach them.
Understood.
And they were posting me on their accounts. I hadn't even downloaded the app yet, but it was so cool because there was all these fun little dances to do and everyone was just posting them. So eventually, end of May, I would say, I think was when my first video came out, I decided to make a TikTok account and I was just dancing, doing what I do every day, what I've been doing since I was three. I've been a dancer my entire life. And throughout the summer, yeah.
Prior to your account in late May, had any of the videos on your friends' accounts of you dancing go viral or hit a lot of views?
No.
Great, keep going.
So throughout the summer, I was just posting videos, dancing.
I feel like an investigative reporter. I'm like, Barbara Walters here on the scene. Keep me gut.
And then it was before I was going to a dance class with, that was about an hour and a half away from my house. I just made a dance video very, very quickly. It was a duet with someone named Move With Joy. And it was a very simple dance. She makes these adorable, simple dances for that anyone can do. So I did it. I duetted her video. And then I got into the car on my way to dance class that I've been going to dance class my whole life, but I kept checking and I was like, why is this getting so many views? Why is this getting so many likes? I'm not doing anything. I'm just dancing. Like, this is, it was insane to me. I was like, why?
What number post was it for you on your account?
It was probably around like 15.
Got it. So the first 14 just are super normal, nothing crazy.
Yeah.
You know, you literally have very few, if any, followers besides your friends.
Yeah.
And now this duet goes. And it goes viral.
It goes viral. It got up to around 200,000 likes, which was...
And how many views?
Probably, I think it got up to like 1.4 million.
And so by the time you got to your class an hour and a half later, you're like, oh shit, I have a viral TikTok video.
Yes.
And you're pumped and texting your friends?
I didn't say anything to anyone.
Interesting.
I was just talking to my mom the whole time,
okay.
Being like, what do I do? Because I was like, oh my God, it is 50 likes, what?
Yeah, like that 50 was, seemed crazy.
That was insane to me, and then it just kept growing.
And so mom, wait, and in the car,
yeah, go ahead,
in the
go
car,
ahead. This is good.
She's like, oh my God, what do I do? What do I do? Why are people liking it? Why this one? I'm not giving this, others were more intricate and
sure, they
out.
Were so much harder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she was like, so she goes in and she comes out and she was like, oh my God, what am I gonna do?
She goes into class
yeah,
for an hour?
For three and a half, 4 hours.
Jesus.
And she comes out.
Okay, sorry.
And she's
not up
she's
on my
like,
dance fuck. I mean, these fucking kids are dancing 4 hours.
See, the whole ride, long ride home, she's saying, what am I gonna do? What am I gonna do? I'm like, what do
Charlie,
you mean?
I'm,
what are you gonna do? Make well, another one. I don't know.
That's a really good point, Heidi. And I think this is actually the first thing I wanna spend time on. I am fascinated by people being very comfortable to create when they feel like a very small group of people are watching, and then what it does to their psyche the moment they realize way more are. The fact that you really spent a lot of time saying, what will I do, which probably seemed funny to your mom, she's like, what is she talking about, makes a lot of sense to me, because I believe that most people massively overthink their content because they're worried about judgment, and thus it changes their behavior. So that's really what did happen. That makes sense. You were
yeah.
like, did you feel, this is a great, I really want your answer. Did you feel a heightened, maybe extreme pressure for your next post because you wanted it to be good?
Yes. I actually didn't post for about 2 days after that.
It's interesting stuff.
It is.
It's really interesting stuff.
Because I was nervous. I was like, now I have followers.
Now I have to deliver.
Yeah.
Now it has to be good.
And my next post was just another video of me dancing in my bedroom, so.
And how did that do?
It went viral.
So really, it went back to back, because a lot of people have something go viral and then it goes right back to normal, but literally your next video also went bananas.
It's been ever since that video, I've had every video go viral, per
right.
se.
Which AKA is, a lot of views.
Yeah, which is
after the first
crazy.
One, you didn't post for 2 days, what's the conversation with you and your inner circle? You and your sister, you and your friends. Was it a holy shit this happened? Are we talking May of last? So at that point, TikTok.
This was like this was
July.
July, August.
That right? Sorry, right. Yeah. Your first one was in late May. The 15th or so was in. So you guys are in summer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what's the scene? Like, what happens in those 48 hours? Are you like strategizing with your homies?
No, I was going to the pool with my friends. I actually
Did anyone know?
The people that followed me, but I wasn't talking about it a lot because I was like, ooh, it's TikTok. It's like...
Not cool.
Yeah, it wasn't like to where now
yet. That's right. Let's talk about that because that's why I want you guys on because I want people to learn. To your point, and this is how so much can happen. Just to paint the picture and confirm this for me, Charlie. If we're talking this summer, you're 14 at the time or 15?
15.
To your point, this is where I don't think people understand. Literally 6 months ago, to a 15-year-old girl, TikTok is not cool. It was skewing a little younger, right? Yeah. Like 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
For sure.
It, like, guys were not on it at all-ish, or just kind of tiny
not
bit.
Not at all.
So just, and now we're here, obviously right before the end of the year. It is very cool for both boys and girls.
Yeah.
And for 9 to, you know, easily up to 25, and then after that, you have to be really cool, 44, but like literally by the, exactly, you and I, brother. Literally, even when you went back to school, I would argue, just thinking about my timing, that it still hasn't really penetrated guys yet. It was like really September, October, where I felt like, oh shit, the guys' domino has now fallen, this is about to get fucking crazy.
Yeah, I mean, people would ask me, oh, you have followers, like, what's it on? And I'd be like, oh, it's like social media, I don't know.
Like, you downplay it.
I wouldn't say TikTok, because then people would be like, oh,
what are
that's
you, seven?
Weird. Like,
yeah, I feel like ahead, even I,
at first.
Oh, yeah, she would make fun of me.
Of course. I was like, well, she's your older sister. That's what she's supposed to do.
I would tell her, I would like, you can't post unless, like, it's going to be good. Like, you don't do embarrassing things.
Yeah.
I was like,
don't embarrass me?
Yes.
That's so amazing.
Basically,
the big conversation leading up to school starting, she was nervous because she was thinking about what kids would say when she got to school.
Of course.
Oh, you do TikTok? Like, even though she had a lot of followers, that was a concern. But then she started actually getting like opportunities and making money, so then it was okay.
But the funny thing is, they all post on TikTok too. It's just now that I have a following behind me, they're like, oh, well, that's cringy. She like actually tries. Like, no, all of you guys try too.
Of course. There's all those dynamics. I think of course, and that will be no matter how big or small platform is, there's always like the subconscious of like what teenagers do to each other as they form their self-esteem or lack thereof. I think what's more interesting for everybody who's listening is the speed in which the culture changes. You know, something that you two won't know about, but your parents will. There was something I used to talk a ton about. I don't talk about it a lot now, which was the stigma of online dating in like the early 2000s. Like, I just remember, because this is what I was good at, I'm like, this is going to be huge. But for years, I'm talking like 1996. I mean, again, the three of us know. It was probably not until like the late 2000, I would say it was 2015. When did Tinder come out? Maybe 14, 15? Like, it took a good 10 years, 12 years of online dating being huge before people would admit that they, like, people lied for, people got married through Match.com and made up stories of how they met. There was stigma. The speed in which TikTok's positioning in culture, like, saying it one more time, the fact that September 4th, you're debating whether you even want to let anybody in school know that you're starting to get viral on TikTok, to now every single person in your school is either subconsciously or consciously proud of you, the association, and the whole thing, and also want it for themselves, is just an incredible change in temperature, and is very important for everybody's listening because this is a business podcast at the end of the day. A lot of entrepreneurs, we've talked in the past a little bit about it, like, people say no all the time. I bet you subconsciously Dixie's like, shit, maybe I should have started 3 weeks earlier than I actually did. You know, like, it's what you do.
Mm-hmm.
It's what you do. I mean, me and the team talked about it a lot too, which is like, I think I sent something 2 weeks ago. I'm like, we have to go harder. TikTok is crossing over, even like, we need more content, things of that nature. So, okay, so you get to school and some people know, how's the first week, like, how does, what happens? Because at that point, going into September, I still would, what do you, are, were you a freshman or sophomore at that point?
Sophomore.
I would still argue to your, to agree with you, it's still not winning high school, so that September, you're probably still a little more, like, in the shadows.
Definitely, I would say I was very, very shy about telling people about it, and I wouldn't say anything unless they talked about it to me first, because I'm not going around school saying, like, course, oh, I do TikTok.
Of course.
But it's just something that I do for fun, and of course some people had their things to say about it, and I was like, oh, okay, and then yeah, I just kind of rubbed it off, you know?
Yep.
But no matter what, like, I was still having fun doing it. Like,
Dad, where are you in this whole mix? When does it hit your radar that there's something brewing? And I mean, honestly, to, you know, where do you come from that? You know, having, you know, teenage daughters, like, I'm sure a lot of dads are listening right now and, like, can associate, like, you've got a different perspective on this than mom does, than they do. Like, where's your, are you just, like, looking to fight every dude on TikTok? Like, where do you come at it?
You know, it's funny. I noticed early on, and I've listened to you a lot, and I've noticed that, you know, we were just really supportive from the beginning, but we started to see things when we were out to dinner, kids coming up and looking at her, and I was like, why are they people staring at us? And then I started to put it all together.
Did that happen during the summer?
Yes, that happened during the summer. We were up in New Haven at a restaurant.
I apologize for interrupting you. Charlie, when's the first time somebody came up to you and said, oh my God, you're Charlie from TikTok?
It took a while. I would see people and I'd be like, why are they staring at me? What am I doing? Like, am I doing something wrong? And then I'd get later.
But yeah, don't play with me here because I know you enough a little bit. Like, no, that's you being forget. Humble because you are a very humble girl. But like real life, you knew what was happening.
Well, maybe,
like, you knew that you were getting 2 million, like hundreds of thousands of views on a TikTok that theoretically a 13-year-old might actually know who you are.
It wasn't on my mind all the time. Like, I wasn't thinking about it. It really doesn't.
Like, even now, it does not feel that way at all. When people are like have that feeling, and like when we were at the meet and greet and like hugging people and they were shaking, I was like it was like hitting me, like, this is real. It still is kind of like,
well, yeah. There's a difference between knowing and it being surreal. Like when I was in the airport yesterday and somebody comes up and just started crying and telling me a story of like how it helped her get out of a toxic relationship, an abusive toxic relationship, that's surreal. Like, I sit there and I'm like, my God, me and my band of misfits, we put out stuff. we put out stuff, and it really helps people. That's surreal, but I know it's happening. You know what I mean, Dixie? Like you knew at that point when you did the meet and greet, and we'll get to the meet and greet, which was a moment in itself, like that you knew there was things going on, but it was surreal for you to watch somebody drive 3 hours and shake and cry and hug your sister.
But the thing is, when you see people looking at you, you never think like, oh, they know me from TikTok.
Charlie. I basically, if somebody kind of barely glances at me at the airport, what they're really mad is I might have cut them in line at Starbucks. But what I'm thinking is like, I've changed their lives. And they think I'm the coolest and they want a selfie and I can't wait to give it to them. Yeah, I've completely crossed that chasm. Yeah. I'm joking, but I get it.
I don't think about it all the time because once again, I'm dancing. Like, I'm just doing what I've been doing my entire life, taking videos of myself dancing.
Honestly, I think it's so, even hearing you communicate, I respect the living shit out of you keeping it in perspective. I think what's gonna be really fun for me to watch you go through is you not even having to hedge that through conversation, you realizing your actions will lead to that. I mean it, because you're getting so much judgment. It's so front of mind for you to talk in the demeanor you're talking. I love it. I think it's gracious. I just think I'd like to tell you good news. You just acting the part will always work itself out. The world is undefeated in its truth. If you're good, it will play out. If you're bad, it will play out. If you get high on your own supply and think you're somebody, it will play out regardless of the words you say in public. Your actions will play out. I mean that. That's why I want you guys here. I really think, like, there have been, listen, to paint a picture if you're not in TikTok culture, this is not just like people that have gone viral on YouTube or Instagram. Like, Charlie, what does your bio say on TikTok?
Don't worry, I don't get the hype either.
And what that means is, you have to understand, Charlie gained a ton of, how many are you at now?
think 10.6 million.
Love it. So obviously there's enormous growth of following. And by the way, how many did you have on July 4th?
Like 3,000.
Right. So like, you know, real hyper growth. But like for everybody to understand that doesn't, this wasn't just another person that got a lot of followers. I think of Charlie the way I think of DJ Khaled and Ashton Kutcher. And let me give a social media lesson, history lesson now. It was Ashton Kutcher going on CNN and challenging CNN to see who would be the first account to get to a million followers on Twitter that really made Twitter hit like the public consciousness. And he was the human associated with the thing. It was DJ Khaled getting stuck in the water on Snapchat. Snapchat had already happened. But it was DJ Khaled and Snapchat that had their moment together. TikTok had already happened, but Charlie is that person for the TikTok world. It just is that way. It's true. She was the one that became like the thing and was the one that has crossed over in a way of recognition. So it's a lot to take on. There's a lot of people, which is amazing about the world, that have gotten internet famous over the last decade. There's plenty of people, there's a lot. There are far less people who are in the moment you're in where like the whole thing is about that thing for a little bit. And by the way, and I think you're probably already feeling this, it's already on the other side of it. Like it all moves so quick. Like there was absolutely 2 weeks where all of TikTok just decided everything was about this girl. And even though she's still way up there in the biggest and 10.3 and all that stuff, we're not in exactly that moment yet because attention spans and interest and memes and culture move so quickly. And I bet you in a lot of ways that's good. And in a lot of ways, that is such a fun moment to be in the eye of the storm. And by the way, just like a hurricane, the storm is still very much there right now, but you might not be necessarily in the deepest middle of the eye.
Absolutely.
Okay, so when does the thawing out happen? When does your older sister succumb and say, fuck, I need to be on this train as well and I'm not gonna make fun of you? When do your friends come on? When do you start feeling the tone and tenor in school change? When do things change a little bit? And why? Was there a singular video? I wanna hear from everybody. Dix, I see you wanna jump in there. What's your perspective? It might not be hers.
So we started having family dinners and
randomly, or you always have been
no,
doing that?
We just started it.
Okay.
Like, we sat down as a family, we were going to start having family dinners.
Because you all realized that Charlie was going to be moving away to Hollywood and we'll never see her again. And let's have a couple of...
It was more because Dixie was going to college next year.
That's nice. Go ahead, Dix.
And I wasn't on TikTok. I was. All my videos were private. I didn't have my name as my username. No one could find me.
Yep.
In all the conversation at dinner, TikTok, this person followed me, this video did well.
So, real quick, I apologize.
No, yeah.
Give me, because I want to get this. This is like fun for me, and I think educational for others. Who were some of the people that followed you on TikTok that led to you? Because that's what you're going through at first. You're not only getting the followers. Like me and my team to this day, when The Rock DM'd me or like Shawn Mendes, like we're still freaking. And I love weird things. So like when it's like the Jets kicker, Fickett. The New York Jets kicker followed me this week on Instagram. I was like losing my mind on a plane last night. I'm like, thick. Like DM'd him. He's like, hey, you know, like who were some of those early people for you?
It was all of the people that were big on TikTok before I even got on TikTok. Mm-hmm. And I was like, why did
give
me
some shout outs.
There's so many. It was like, and oh my goodness.
You're
it was like
not gonna hurt anybody's
face. All the people that are on like all the big tours mm-hmm. before I even got the app, like Chase, Taylor, Bryce, all of them, and like
the voice
and besides that just
Maddie,
dancers
Maddie
I, oh yeah Mackenzie Ziegler followed me. I was like
losing your shit.
Oh my
where
god,
where were you the second you saw that?
Where was I? It was right after I did my first ever interview with Famous Birthdays, and I had just hit 500,000, and I had said in my interview, I really want to dance with Maddie and Mackenzie Ziegler one day, and then she followed me, and I was like, what is going on? What do I do? Why is this happening? She knows who I am.
You have enough of a platform where, like, this is, by the way, like 3 years ago, AJ said to me, hey, can you do me a favor? Can you just shout out things that I want? Like, if I want a pair of sneakers, can you be like, oh, those new ones are cool, because I know somebody's going to send them. So you're, like, hacking the system. Fair enough.
And I've been able to like build the relationship with her where she was like, hey, I just made a song. Like, do you want to do a TikTok to it? And I was like, of course. Like, yeah.
Of course.
And she posted it on her Instagram story. And I was like,
this is that.
And I was able to meet her at an event. And it's just like, what is my life?
I get it. So Dix, back to you. So TikTok, TikTok, TikTok. This person's following me. This person's following me. You're like, fuck, this is supposed to be my year. This is my last year of college. And you're fucking Charlie stealing my shit. I need to fucking figure this out.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I was like, all right, you know what? She was about to hit 1 million followers. I was like, Charlie, let's make a TikTok. I'm going to change my username. Let's do one together. So we did one. We dressed the exact same and did a cool thing. Like, she cut me out, and then we switched spots or whatever, and she tagged me, and I changed my username, and then it just started. I was like, okay, I'm not going to be annoyed by this anymore. I'm just going to clout chase her a little bit.
It was for my when I hit 1 million, I was like, okay, yeah, we can do a video together.
That was like the rule.
But Dixie was in some of hers, yeah. Sprinkled throughout, and people, the boys.
She's a
say,
sister.
Where's who's
sister?
That?
Can I get her at? Can yeah. I get her at? That's all we were
telling her to add me on Snapchat.
Yeah,
a lot of that.
And then and then they did the big one, and she really started her account.
When did Dad become a phenom?
Oh, they love him.
Yeah, I'm very aware. And I pay attention to everything.
And his fans.
They only like him.
Like, he's their Lord and Savior for everything.
They're like, forget the girls.
You know, I was a 13-year-old, 15-year-old, 16-year-old boy at one time. And this is kind of like, keep your friends close, keep your enemies closer.
Yeah,
so it was just, that's the position I took.
On some real shit, how much of that is a concern? They're in, like, a very interesting age to get this level of exposure. Like, how much does that run through your mind?
I mean, it's a concern.
Always.
Yeah. I mean, I think we talked to you about this, but one of the things we said, and we may be get to a point of no return, but I talk with them every day. If you guys are not happier today than you were 3 months ago, then maybe we got to pull the plug on this thing.
You know what's funny? You're really not from a point of no return. She can have 47 million. First of all, there's a couple cool things that, just like any child star, like, clearly, people have gone in different directions, right? Like, Leonardo DiCaprio went this way. Like, Punky Brewster goes. Like you can all do different shit. What's really cool about social is she's going to have, they're both going to have two, by the way, you're going to have, like, two moments. One, the one where you decide. Where she goes, you know, if you think about it, at the age she's at right now, one could argue a common thing could be she's on the verge of going to school because she decides to, and that's what she wants. And now she's now 3 full years of this insanity. And she might say, you know what? For my freshman year of college, you know, after what my big sister told me, I'm just going to calm it down. This is where I'm going to take the, I'm just not going to post for 2 months. And of course, everyone's going to still know her and all that stuff. But it is a hamster wheel. If you don't produce, the market will move. There's, you know, we've even seen, this is me educating the audience, you know, the hype with Charlie has led to other girls having to have hype, and then them versus them, and it's just a fun thing for the boys to do of like, which girl do you think is cuter or funnier or nicer or whatever. Nonetheless, that will be the first moment where she decides. The second moment, which has been one of the most interesting things for me to watch over the last 15 years in analyzing social, is the moment the platform changes and she decides, does she want to take her equity to the next thing or not? Tila Tequila and Dane Cook won MySpace. They did not take that equity and then go win Twitter, right? DJ Khaled did not take the equity from Snapchat and went ham on TikTok and could have and still probably could. So there's these moments of transition where the platform loses its clout. Forget about the individual. Mm-hmm. And then the individual decides, do they want to siphon? One of the things that I observed from watching from afar, because I'm watching everything, is when Charlie decided to start her YouTube platform and how she's gone on her Instagram platform. That's a hedge, which I think is super smart, gives her options. But those are going to be the two moments. By the way, your YouTube first video, like how you announced it, is still one of my favorite moments of the year. As someone who cannot dance, it was funny when you said, they're easy. Like, anybody can do those dances. I was laughing, I'm like, not me. Even the most simple ass shit. Talk about, like, there are certain things I can really do, and then there's things I can't. And rhythm in these dances is not one of the things. Mm-hmm. But, I think that that's gonna be the moments. she can always bail. You really can. There'll always be the residual. And at some level, already at this level of notoriety in her age group, it will carry with her for a very long time. It just changes. You know, there was a point in time where people stopped freaking out about, you know, Zach Morris from Saved by the Bell. And then it becomes nostalgic and cool. Like right. What's cool about this moment is if she goes in a completely different direction and what have you, she'll be 36 and have somebody come up to her and say, hey, you know, who's of her age now. So it's, there's a lot there.
We find that, and I've talked about this, stars that you and I probably know that kind of drifted off. And so there's no part of our life where we have a person come up to us and it bothers us it's amazing.
You're grateful.
And we're absolutely grateful.
I have a real connection with you guys on that. I'm the same, and I've noticed that. When you're driven by gratitude of the situation, not getting high on your own supply, you know, not thinking you're better than anybody, not being overly worried, I think you guys have a really good even keel to the whole approach.
Well, I mean, without this, I'd be going to school today, like doing normal stuff that I've been doing my whole life. Like, I'm just so thankful that I get opportunities to do things like this, that if someone sees me and wants to take a picture, like, I want to make sure I give them my full attention so they know that as much as they support me, I'm so thankful that they would ever even think twice about me.
Charlie, that's amazing. At this point, honestly, it is. At this point, what are you thinking about from a creative standpoint? Forget about the stuff we've been talking about. You inherently are a creative person. You've said you've danced your whole life, things of that nature. So are you starting to think about, right now as a creator for TikTok, and then we'll blend it into YouTube and Instagram and other things if we want, are you trying to challenge yourself to come up with new shit? Like, what are you thinking about right now as like your next video?
So I've actually made two of these point of view videos that are so unlike me, but I think it's so cool that I can now use those 2 weeks of just straight hate I got to use that to, because now it just doesn't affect me. I just don't care.
Let's talk about that. So the hate because of the meetup?
Because of everything. Like, just, people were just like, I don't get the hype. I don't get it. She's average. And I was just like, oh, really? Now I'm just like, oh, okay, you're sitting at home on your phone writing hate comments about a 15-year-old girl. Like,
right.
Who's genuinely happier right now?
You changed us that day, man.
Yeah, honestly.
Yeah.
That helped?
Because 100%.
Really?
Yeah, totally.
Because it's hard when we as parents sit there and we want to wring people's necks. Yeah. And then we have to be the adults. And then you and your level and you've dealt with this. Like, we haven't dealt with this, so we didn't know about it. And it's easy. And we've started to do that. You know, when people are like, say, not the really nasty stuff, but some of the negative stuff, we flip it around and joke around. Like, someone said to me the other day, today we're driving in, I did TikTok and said, did you have to pay her $107? I said, she gave me a $7 discount, it was $100 even.
Yeah.
And just like, and so we own it. Yeah. And that's it.
It's empathy, like I said that day. Like, I'm glad. You know, it's funny, that point of view I have, I think has helped a lot of people. And I actually think it's the truth. If you're in such a bad place that you want to bring somebody else down, I do feel empathetic.
Well, that day, after that day, you hit her first, and she really took what you said and ran with it. It took us a little bit longer.
Yep.
It's just hard to see people like coming at your kids.
Of course.
So we were like,
yeah. Because I'd even have to say, like, I'm not getting upset about it. You guys just shouldn't care.
And we're like,
it's really a perspective shift.
Yeah. And we did.
Really,
and we, after that day, we were done.
I was getting so upset, and I would just be like, wow, like, I guess I really am average. Like, it was just all running through my head, and I would just believe
you were
everything.
So average that 29% of the teenage boy population has devoted their love to you. That average.
I think one of the things that she's had is, like, people just saw her dancing and they didn't get to really, and what she's done and what we've done as a family, the people are starting to know us as a family, and we're letting them into our lives, and they're saying, wow, they seem like such nice people. They're normal. They deal with the same things we deal with. And that's changed a lot of the comments.
There's also a super important thing. Charlie, listen, this is now almost talking about you as if you're not here. For me, the thing that really mattered about you for me was that you were a girl that wasn't overly sexifying yourself for the attention. I thought it was a super important, I mean, in the most macro, I mean this, it was super important that a girl like you came along and won, because it can show so many young girls that you don't have to expose your skin and I mean it's I actually think it makes so much sense. I think America is very good, and culture and humans are very good at counter moves. I think we've just gone through an era of very excessive sexification of young women with like surgeries and clothes and things of that nature. So I think it just makes a lot of sense that you became the counter move. I really believe that's what happened. And I think you will be very proud as you get older and think about it. You'll be proud of your parents and proud of your sister and proud of yourself. I think it's way bigger than you actually, it's way bigger than all four of you realize. I know, it's way bigger than almost everybody. This is the one thing I'm good at, perspective, right? What I did for you guys that day is perspective. Let me go super high up. There are millions of girls right now in their brains that are in a much better place because you came along. That's not necessarily, and by the way, in a way to stay humble about it, that's not you. That's just there's a million things that went into that. But it's one of the great things that happened in 2019 that it happened, because it's helped a lot of young girls. Because when they look at you, they're like, wait a minute, I don't have to do this, that, or the other thing to get the attention of boys or people or followers or clout. That's a big breakthrough. It's a really nice moment. I'm really happy for the four of you that you'll be associated with it, because I promise you in 3 to 4 years people will catch up with my take on this and it will be looked back at that moment, because I believe it to be true.
Yo, why are you making my wife cry, bro?
I'm trying, man. It's a nice thing. And honestly, it's the same way I think about everything that happens for me and anybody else. There's so many variables that go into it. There's so many, you know, it's like you don't have to overthink it, but it is wildly true. I already see it. Because when that becomes the North Star, people parrot that behavior. It's the same way I feel about me as like an influencer on Instagram, as an alpha guy, using words like empathy and caring and kindness. It's changed things. I now see guys, like, you know, who like trying to be cool, using nice words. Like it's an impact. Mm-hmm. It's really cool, and I'm really happy that you'll be able to like know how true that is over time. What about the meetup?
Oh Lord!
Give us the 30. I just want to educate the crowd. So you're starting to explode, and how does the concept come of like, let's do something for people to come and meet me?
So what I was saying was, no one's gonna come. This is gonna be horrible. I don't
back up a little bit.
Yeah, back up a little bit.
Oh, so the studio. So. Yeah. My home dance studio has a couple, the spot, Just Dance Studios. So my home dance studio that I've been going to for a long time was like, hey, a lot of the students know who you are and they really like your TikToks. You should just come by and like say hi, because, you know, I mostly train in New York City now, so I'm not there as often as I was a couple years ago. And they were like, we'll just do like a quick little like meetup thing. Like the people in the studio will come
now,
and meet you.
Shoot it super straight with me, because this is what I want from you, because it will help people. There's the intuit and the cringe part of this moment, right? You've got 100%. How much of you is in the cringe part? How much of you is like, you've seen all these other people, you know, you're of the age where you know what happened on Vine and you know what happened. So you've seen meetups and tours before. It's not like you're like, what is this?
Yeah.
You're no dope. Where do you sit on this as it's approaching?
At 50-50? This point, I was 100% cringe.
Okay.
I was like,
can I ask you a real question then?
Yeah.
If that's true, did you feel obligated to do a nice thing for the studio?
It wasn't that I felt obligated. It was that I talked about it in one of my videos, and I was like, would anyone come? And everyone's like, yes. Or I talked about it on a live video.
Okay.
I was like, should I do it? Like, I don't know. Because at this point, I was already feeling like, no one's going to show up to this. I'm going to post about it. No one's going to show up. This is going to be
cringe.
Super awkward.
100% cringe never leads to saying yes to it. So that's why I'm trying to figure out why you did it.
Well, I was...
Were you curious how many people would show up?
Yeah, okay. I was just,
that's fair.
I didn't know what was going to happen, but I was always
curious.
Very open.
Do you feel deep down, again, I'm trying to get you to say things that you wouldn't normally say because I think it would help people. You knew what the moment that you were in. Was there back to curiosity, you knew there was some chance that it was going to be crazy.
Not as crazy as it was.
A little.
It was just... I had no idea what I was getting myself into with this.
Yep.
I was just like, oh, well, it'll be some kids from...
What did you guys think about it?
It was just...
She didn't have a she had a lot of followers, but not like crazy.
How many did you have at the time?
I had probably
600,000,
something like that.
Okay.
And
it's a far cry from 10 million.
Yeah. And so it started out super simple. And so we were like, well, we're not. So I told Mark about it, and he was like, we're not charging. I'm like, no, nobody's in it to make money, just sure. So she could like meet some of the yep. kids. And then I reached out to the studio again. I'm like, all right, we're all in, but it's just for the studio. She was like, well, I feel like maybe we could like, there's so many, they are getting phone calls. Is Charlie there? What class is she taking? I want to take class here. So maybe we should put it for, you know, put it out there.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay. And then I said, so just so you know, we don't want to make money off of it. And she was like, no, us either. She's like, well, maybe we could do it like a fundraiser. There's a family in the studio whose yep. father was diagnosed with yep. ALS that they wanted to help out.
I think
and
that's
then
nice.
Her friend.
By the way, on the record as an entrepreneur, I actually think sometimes having a charge for something is a good filter to control complete ridiculousness. I really do believe that. Like this notion, and I didn't follow this enough to know the details that you're going into. I know enough to know that there was a donation component that some people took out of context. This happens to everybody all the time. I'm just gonna go in a different place with it, which is, this is America. If Charlie wants to charge $8,000 for someone to, I charge $200,000 to give a speech. That's more money than I made for the first 5 years of my career, working every day. Like, don't count somebody else's money.
I think we weren't pretending that we don't realize that there's potential to make money in this. We just didn't want this first one to come across.
I totally get it.
Like we're trying to
the
get.
The good news is this is back to what I said to Charlie earlier. It was a fundraiser.
Absolutely.
The end.
100%.
Like people's hot takes or headline readings never.
Well, this is where we went wrong, and this is from being inexperienced.
Yeah.
So half was going to the family in the studio. The other half, her friend has a charity and. Was yep. going to go to that for
okay.
kids with special needs.
Okay.
Here was the problem.
Go ahead.
Okay, we'll do an Eventbrite. There was a woman that was helping us. She was like, have the studio do an Eventbrite. Okay, here's the copy. They put it up. I looked at it. I'm like, yeah, looks good to me. Debated over the cost.
Yeah.
Oh, let's make the VIP a little bit nicer.
Yeah.
People are coming. People
By the way, that's
calling.
Been established forever.
Yeah.
That's how that's how Cameron Dallas made money. That's how, you know, Nash Greer made money. Like, that's how it was done. And a lot of them did it for charity, and a lot of them did it for not charity.
So when it was posted,
you agree, Tex?
People...
You just love Cameron Dallas?
We met him the other day. We met him the other day, and he recognized us.
I love it.
So you're just like, whoa. Mm-hmm.
Cameron Dallas. Yeah. Go ahead.
So people read it, and they were like,
I think he's super dreamy.
Me too.
Just on the record.
And and there's a $7 fee on top of it.
Honestly, this is too boring.
That's
I'm going to move on from it.
But that's where it turned.
I get it.
Where it turned on her.
I get it. For everybody who's not following along, there was a charity component. People, it sounds like the execution could have been better.
Yeah.
So I don't want to blame people.
Right.
It became a little bit of a storm. Like she was 14 seconds into her fame. She's trying to make money.
Exactly.
It's the same old shit. It's actually a non-event because the truth always kind of prevails. I have a far more important question. Charlie, how many proms have you been invited to? Like I need a real good guess from you.
I could probably go to one every weekend if I really wanted to.
And do you?
More than one.
No.
But are you going to make some boy's dream? Like, are you going to do one?
Well, I did one.
You
went to
one
last weekend.
Yeah, I went to one last weekend, and he came to my meet and greet, and he asked me in front of everyone.
Oh, I remember that.
So,
and how'd it go?
I went through with it. It was good. He was a very sweet boy.
Yep.
He was.
They both went.
Yeah.
It was fun?
Yeah, it was fun. I mean, it was a
Who'd
little
Who'd you go
weird.
With, Dix?
His friend. He was in the background of the video dancing, and I was like, all right, I'll go. Like,
that's so good.
But it was, like, really fun. It was really fun.
Yeah.
There was, like, only weird thing, people were, like, videotaping in the bathroom, and I was like,
I was,
I'm just trying to go to the bathroom and wash my hands, but...
Yeah.
It was fun.
It was fun for the most part. It was something that I never would have... Thought I would have done. It was my first ever formal school dance.
It was like the winter formal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
yeah. I'm like,
first,
it's not prom season.
First ever school dance with a boy I met at a meet and greet was like a little crazy.
Not exactly
head.
How they write it up
yeah.
when you're a kid.
But I mean, I was just—it was still fun. I enjoyed myself. I had a good time.
Talk to me about the other social networks, real quick. I'd love your perspective. So you blow up on this one. Mm-hmm. Where do you sit on the others? Do you like them? Do you think it's like smart to do just in case you need it? Like, where are you? Where's your mind? At with the other platforms?
Instagram, I use it a lot. I've had it for a long time.
Yep.
So I just enjoy posting pictures of me with my friends, me doing stuff, photo shoot pictures, all that fun stuff. Snapchat, and I use it my Instagram stories to like
keep people up
show what I'm doing, you know? And then Snapchat, I'll post on those stories sometimes. That's more where I post like dancing, improv, stuff like that. So if you want to see me dancing, that's like where you go.
Do you Snap as a place for your actual friends?
It's the people that I have added and they have added, they have me added back. Like, those are the people that I talk to.
Like, when you talk to your friends, is it texting? Is it Snap? Is it Instagram DM? Like, what is the
actual
way?
It's usually Snapchat or texting and calling.
Yep.
So I'll use that to talk to my friends sometimes. Yeah, I watch YouTube sometimes.
What about you posting on it?
I'm working on it. I'm not that...
It doesn't come natural to you, right?
Yeah, it's just... It's a lot harder than TikTok, so I'm still getting used to it, but I would love to be able to post on it a lot more, show people my personality.
What about Twitter?
I just got verified on Twitter, which is, like, crazy, but my tweets are kind of all over the place. Like, I tweeted, I would like a Dunkin' Donuts brand deal because I drank 1 to 3 cups of cold brew coffee a day, so... And then Duncan replied, and I was like, what is going on? And then I tweeted after that, Dunkin' Donuts just replied to me, my life is now complete. Like, or I'll just be like, just do the renegade dance and move on, you know? It's just like random things like that. I don't use it for anything important, just to tweet whatever I'm thinking.
Any other platforms you look at or use?
Ijimu. Ijimu, but that's just, like, for pictures that I don't feel like posting on Instagram, because, like, Instagram is more... good pictures that are
it's
like
it's more like personal pictures.
These are like pictures I took, like a selfie in some restaurant, you know,
the same in theory, the same way you think about stories a little bit.
Yeah,
understood. Dad, what are you thinking about all this? Where are you guys at this exact moment? What's the state of the union?
We're having fun, we're balancing it all, and we're taking one day at a time, you know. It's not something.
Does it feel like every day there's a new opportunity, a new thing, and it's just like it's kind of like fun that
every
way,
every part of the
yeah
day.
Yeah, but that's the way our life was before this, right?
How so?
Like, I'm in the clothing business. I work from home. I have an office in the city, so I'm not a 9-to-5 or never have been. Own my own clothing brand. So we sat home on a Christmas night one night and we're just like, oh, guys, let's get out of here. And we got on the plane and went to Miami for, like, we're that kind of...
There was a spontaneous element to the family to begin with.
And the cool thing about, like, I think where she there were definitely pivotal moments in this whole thing. And one of them was she knew enough to say, I was going on to California for a business trip. And she's like,
I remember this.
Dad, can I come? And I know, and I'm not trying to pat myself on the back, but I know other parents or some parents might have said, what are you kidding me? I got this. And I was like, cool, let's go. And she came, she stayed in the hotel with me. She went out and met a bunch of these other TikTokers. I brought her to famous birthdays. And that's just kind of the way we roll. So we're taking one day at a time. And
Heidi, what's on your mind these days?
It's just so much. I'm wondering if there's going to be a time where it's a little easier to just have a complete thought.
About this. Out of everybody sitting at this table, you understand this the best. Do you remember when you had Dixie?
Yes, of course.
Do you remember how fucking insane those first couple weeks were?
Of course.
Do you remember how eventually there was a time where you could like settle in?
Okay, yeah. Thank
you're
you.
Welcome.
Thank you.
But really, like, you know, as I really think you can relate to that.
Yeah.
That's what's going to happen.
I needed that.
You're welcome. This is what I do. Every time you come here, I give you something new.
Yes, for sure.
Dix, what about for you?
It's very crazy. I've never been more happy that I got into college in August before school even started. Because if I was doing that right now, I don't think I would have made the TikTok account or continued doing it.
Interesting.
So the way things worked, if I wasn't in college right now, like already, like my school would not be as okay with me missing this many classes. And my parents are still saying like, school's the number one priority. I'm like, how? I mean, this weekend we had we haven't had an off day in weeks. To Jingle Ball, and then we went to the meet and greet, and then we went to a school dance, and then we went to a meet and greet, and then I went to school the next day. Like, I don't have a...
What are your friends saying to you when you show up randomly once every 2 weeks to school? Like,
they're like, should I email your manager to hang out with you?
there's nothing better than friends to keep it real, right? Like, you walk right in and they like completely just start shitting on you.
Fun. It feels good sometimes because I'm like, yeah, I know, just what do you have to say? Ask me questions. Yes, I know I have a gem on my tooth. Okay. Like, it feels good, like, seeing them, and I miss, like, hanging out with all my friends, but I just...
You just know it's a moment.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to squeeze it.
Yeah.
And we're not pushing them I think what she means to say, what I've said, is we want you to have options. If she's going to Alabama and all of a sudden she gets a deal...
This is where you being entrepreneurial really helps. People don't understand the value of optionality. I mean, the single reason that I've built a brand, a personal brand, is for options. There's nothing better than options. And I think what attracted me to you guys was the amount of times I've walked into the moment that I walked into a month ago with you guys, and I said it to you two immediately, and saw, this could get ugly fast. And to see that not be, there are very few, and again, I have the sports representation business, so we're seeing families all the time that have kids that are about to go to the NFL. I'm living the life that I'm living. I see a lot of shit. Like, I said it to you, Charlie, then I'll say it again. Like, you're very, very, very fortunate, because it's very hard for parents to calibrate this moment. Very hard. And it's really cool.
Thank you.
It's really, really, really cool. It really, really, really matters. And I think for a lot of people that are listening right now, DMing, you know, the parents for like thoughts on this, I think it really matters. I would actually try to compel the two of you to consider starting a podcast or putting out content from a complete perspective of parent that I think could really help. You know, I really do mean that, because I don't think people understand how when I wrote Crush It, my first book, like, if you read that right now, and I wrote it in 2008, I basically wrote about Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I basically wrote, like, hey, don't get this twisted. This is what the internet's going to do. It's going to turn a ton of normal people into different versions of celebrity. Not everyone. Most people will never get to Charlie's level. Most people will not amass 10 million followers on a platform, let alone on a single platform overall. But everybody is in a place of 1,500, 3,000. And guess what? And you probably remember this. 3,000 feels like 10 million. Mm-hmm. Let me remind everybody that she worried about her next post after the first one. So we're all living on the record in a way that we have never have, and there's a lot of reframing conversations that society needs to deal with it, and I believe it could be very good, and yet everyone, I mean, the amount of judgment you two are getting from your parenting peers without them knowing anything, right?
Yeah.
Is enormous, and it takes a lot of self-esteem as parents to be able to continue to doing what's right for the girls. A lot harder than people realize, a lot harder.
And I think they're very good about keeping us in check.
We, like, still do chores.
Like, well, obviously.
All the normal
but
stuff.
But no, like,
people think that's crazy.
You, like, don't have a robot doing that for you yet?
I was like, I put in a vlog, I was like, yeah, okay, it's time to go empty the dishwasher, and people like, ew.
Was like, no, somebody reached out, and they it was about a job that they wanted her to do, or yep, whatever. And they said, you know, I messaged her and she hasn't gotten back. I'm like, because I have her phone until her room's clean. So sorry. They're just like, and wait, like, you still do that? I'm like, yeah, well,
like,
yeah.
Them reminding us, I don't care how many followers you have, you need to clean your room and respect the rules of the house. I'm like, I don't.
That's why the friends are good too.
Yeah.
Like, that's why I wanted to ask you that. Like, I'm like pumped. That's what friends are for.
Mm-hmm.
Your friends are there for when you come back to, like, ground you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then you've got each other.
Yeah, that's been nice.
That's been huge. That's yeah. That's been real.
Are you kidding? Like, I think that siblings are such a special thing, and I always think siblings shine in two extreme moments. This great moment, but it's a lot, or, like, real tragic moments.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, they have a lot of similarities where you get into a little bit of a cocoon, and I think it's going to be foundational for them. And honestly, watching the whole thing go down, I actually have a ton of empathy for the humility that Dixie had to execute. We touched on it a little bit here, but I want to say this because I think there's a lot of siblings out there right now that their younger sibling has something happening, and they're doing everything they can to not lean into it because they don't have the humility to do it. And I think it's coming at the detriment of both people in that scenario. So it was really fun for me to watch again from afar. I'm like, good for her, because guys, Dixie doesn't want her friends making fun of her that she's like, you know, flexing off of her little sister. Like, that's exactly what her friends, like, I laugh that people don't remember, like, how it is. Like, that's exactly what I would do if she was my friend in school at all. You know, like, that takes a level of humility. And I think, I don't know, I think there's been a lot of great acting here with this family, and I appreciate it. And I'm really excited that a whole new audience is about to know who you guys are, and that's why I wanted you on. And I wish you the best New Year's.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys, for listening. Please, please, please share the podcast and make sure you've subscribed, because a bunch of you aren't subscribed. And more importantly, a bunch of you listen every day and haven't told your friends it's the best podcast in the world. I'm watching. Have a great day.